Coming up on 7:34 here on your Wednesday morning, which means we get a Wet Nose Wednesday update from Ponds Animal Rescue, brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre. And joining us this morning from Ponds, it's Jen Uecker. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning.
How are we doing on this Wednesday? Ready for the weekend?
Yes, always. Always looking for the weekend.
Totally hear you there. And you've got so many wonderful animals. We always want to try to get them their forever homes, but you've got somebody special for the spotlight this week.
Yeah, so Ariel is a six-month-old female mixed breed pup. She came in with her mom, three sisters, and a very best friend here a few months ago. And all of them have been adopted except for poor sweet Ariel, which is just surprising because she is just the perfect pup. They came in at just a few months old, already using the doggy door, never messed in their kennel. She's very quiet, mild-mannered. She's a petite little girl, probably around 40 pounds or so, give or take. Beautiful coloring and great big ears, just ready to listen and ready to play. So she is available to view on our Facebook page and on our website.
So if, yeah, folks want to take a little peek before maybe coming out on Saturday during open hours, kind of see what she looks like and see how adorable she is.
She is a doll. I'm surprised with her petite nature and just how quiet and calm she is. I'm surprised she's stayed with us as long as she has. But, you know, all of our animals, our retaining wall is finally being built here this week. So the majority of our dogs are out at another boarding facility right now so that they don't have to endure all the rumble and noise of the excavators and machinery. So they are out at Kathy's Country Kennels. Bless her for taking on all of our dogs while during the construction. Mm-hmm. So the only dogs available at open hours to see this coming weekend are the ones that we have in foster care. We let the foster parents get a little break and bring them on out and drop them off for open hours. There. So you can see the puppies Indy and Isla and Block and Black Lab Betsy during open hours this Saturday. And then, of course, all the wonderful cats, too.
That's right. So stop out, and even if it's to give them some love and some attention, they appreciate that as well. But then, you know, somebody may fall in love and decide to want to take one home anyway.
Absolutely. That's the idea.
And that's great news about the retaining wall. That is going to be such a wonderful thing when that's all done again.
It really is. It's going to be such a relief on our building and our volunteers and our staff. We're very excited to have this project completed.
Definitely. And you've got something else going on you wanted to share today.
We do. We live in such a generous community. You know, people think of us a lot for donations or when their pets pass on or no longer fit items. They bring us collars, leashes, dog beds, all kinds of stuff. And we have a surplus of those items right now. So we would like to pass those on to the members of the community. We also received a very generous donation of a blue buffalo dog food. That's not something that we use in the shelter. So we would like to pass that on too. So anybody who is needing a little helping hand here right now, come on up to the shelter tonight from 5 to 6. We would love to give you a bag of dog food to help you out through this troubled time, or, you know, keep tied over till payday. Get a dog bed, some leashes, collars, whatever it is that you might need to help you care for your animals. Come see us tonight from 5 to 7. We have a lot of stuff that we would like to re-gift.
Well, that is wonderful. So, you know, if people want to, you know, make sure that when they make donations to help you out, all the things you're looking for, they can find right on your website and on Facebook, right?
Yes, we have a wish list of the specific items that we use. Of course, we use a specific dog food all of the time that we found works well for our general population.
Right.
All of those things are listed. We use the same cat food for the same reason, for allergies, things like that. All of that is on our wish list on our website.
All right. Well, give all the animals our love. That's wonderful news about the retaining wall, too. So open hours is a great time to stop by and, you know, let's find some forever homes for these wonderful animals.
That's right. Saturdays from 11 to 1. And be sure to come out and see us tonight from 5 to 6 and get some supplies.
All right. Sounds good. Always good chatting with you. And we'll catch up with you again next week, Jen.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There's Jen Uecker from Paws Animal Rescue joining us this morning for the Wet Nose Wednesday update brought to you by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre.